This is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. A commission presented a report to the Dallas City Council yesterday with possible solutions on ending homelessness in the city. Some council members were disappointed and divided about what to do. The Homeless Commission Chair, Britton Banowski, began the City Council meeting with a few key themes.
Current level of homelessness is unacceptable. All of us share the responsibility. We must make it a civic priority, which starts with leadership from our group and our elected officials. A system of accountability is essential. And then finally, there is no simple answer.
The commission said the city must invest in solutions, and it must be a priority. It's asking city council members to approve standards for shutting down homeless encampments like Tent City under Interstate 45, which closed 3 months ago. The commission estimates there are 60 more camps scattered throughout the city. It also wants the city to help fund efforts to house 600 homeless people, including veterans, within a year. These efforts come with about a $9 million price tag for the first year. Some city council members are concerned these measures aren't enough, and others are concerned about how the city will pay for all of this and where the homeless should go. Philip Kingston said homelessness is a big issue, especially for people who live downtown.
The number one complaint I get from both residents and businesses is, how are we supposed to live, do business, play in an area of town that is just disproportionately affected by this problem that should be borne by the entire city?
Councilmember Tiffany Young suggested those who say, not in my backyard, are contributing to the problem. Jennifer Staubach-Gates said the city should stop pointing fingers and start working together. Mayor Mike Rawlings said nobody wants to own this problem, but he's optimistic.
I think this is good that we're doing this, because this is a messy business, and we need to be creative, and we need to make sure we're doing the blocking and tackling right.
The Homeless Commission said, long-term, Dallas needs 2,100 permanent housing units that provide mental health care, addiction support, and other services. A final report from the group is due in November. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.